如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。单元质量评估三。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
How did you find your job? Did a friend tell you about it?
No, I looked and looked for months without finding anything. Then I found the job advertised in a paper. So I applied and got it.
You are lucky. Do not forget to attend Professor Barnes' lecture on Thursday morning. We'll meet you at the entrance at 8:30.
Thank you for telling me. I thought it was on Friday morning.
Sorry I'm late. I missed the train and I had to wait 20 minutes for the next one.
Well, the movie's already started. Do you want to go in late or wait for the 9 o'clock show?
Let's get something to eat and wait for the next one.
I just can't find my keys. Now what should I do?
I can't believe it. You were always so careless.Anyhow, let's take it easy and try to figure things out. Mary, you look so happy. What is it?
I've just received the new issue of the journal. And you know, my article is published in it.
Oh, great. It must be the article on your research, I guess. Congratulations.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至八题。
Rose, what are you going to wear at the Christmas party?
I haven't decided yet. How about you, Mike?
My brother gave me a hat. I'm going to be a cowboy.
That's a good idea. You will be the most handsome boy at the party.
Thank you. Well, do you think Mr. Brown is coming too?
Yes. We can enjoy ourselves then.
Rose, what are you going to wear at the Christmas party?
I haven't decided yet.How about you, Mike?
My brother gave me a hat. I'm going to be a cowboy.
That's a good idea. You will be the most handsome boy at the party.
Thank you. Well, do you think Mr. Brown is coming too?
Yes. We can enjoy ourselves then.
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一题。
Well, we've now heard some different views about transportation. Susan, when I mention the word transportation to you, what comes to mind?
Oh, a car. Most Americans think that.
Right, an automobile. Have you done a lot of driving through the United States?
Yes, I have. I actually started driving when I was 13. I got my license when I was 16.
I see.
In a very small town, my brothers took me out to the local square and I learned to drive there. I guess they felt it was safer there.
I see. So you are from a very small town in the United States?
Yes, in Missouri.
I see. What kinds of transportations did they have there in your town?
Only cars.
Oh, I see.
I mean, there were no buses there. Well, of course, there were buses and trains that passed through to other cities, but the town itself was too small.
I see. By the way, have you been on a long journey or on a big ship?
I've crossed the Pacific from Honolulu to Tokyo once on the old ship President Wilson. And the most unforgettable trip, I guess, was from London to New York on the Queen Mary. I'm so glad we had a chance to do that. The travels were really wonderful.
Well, we've now heard some different views about transportation. Susan, when I mention the word transportation to you, what comes to mind?
Oh, a car. Most Americans think that.
Right, an automobile. Have you done a lot of driving through the United States?
Yes, I have. I actually started driving when I was 13. I got my license when I was 16.
I see.
In a very small town, my brothers took me out to the local square and I learned to drive there. I guess they felt it was safer there.
I see. So you are from a very small town in the United States?
Yes, in Missouri.
I see. What kinds of transportations did they have there in your town?
Only cars.
Oh, I see.
I mean, there were no buses there. Well, of course, there were buses and trains that passed through to other cities, but the town itself was too small.
I see. By the way, have you been on a long journey or on a big ship?
I've crossed the Pacific from Honolulu to Tokyo once on the old ship President Wilson. And the most unforgettable trip, I guess, was from London to New York on the Queen Mary. I'm so glad we had a chance to do that. The travels were really wonderful. Have you handed in your exercise book, Jack?
I'm sorry, I haven't, Mrs. Smith. I've already finished the exercises, but I can't find my exercise book anywhere now.
Really? I don't understand why you are always forgetting to hand in your exercise book. You are lying.
Mrs. Smith, I'm not lying this time.
I'm really angry with you. If you don't tell me the truth, I'll have to call your parents after class.
I'm sorry my parents have gone to Beijing. They'll be back in half a month.
I don't believe you. It was yesterday that I saw your parents in the supermarket. You're very clever, but you never spend your time doing your maths exercises. Sit down, please. Let's get down to business. Have you handed in your exercise book, Jack?
I'm sorry, I haven't, Mrs. Smith. I've already finished the exercises, but I can't find my exercise book anywhere now.
Really? I don't understand why you are always forgetting to hand in your exercise book. You are lying.
Mrs. Smith, I'm not lying this time.
I'm really angry with you. If you don't tell me the truth, I'll have to call your parents after class.
I'm sorry my parents have gone to Beijing. They'll be back in half a month.
I don't believe you. It was yesterday that I saw your parents in the supermarket. You're very clever, but you never spend your time doing your maths exercises. Sit down, please. Let's get down to business.
听第九段材料，回答第十五至十七题。
Oh my God, I've been cheated.
What? What did you buy?
It's a fake product. I can't believe how stupid I was. Damn it.
What is it? Why did you buy a fake?
There was a guy on the sidewalk. He had three new boxes, Panasonic video camera boxes. He said he had to get rid of them quickly.
And?
So he said he'd sell me one for $20. A $400 camera for 20 bucks.
And it's a fake one?
Yes.
I can't believe how stupid you are. Why didn't you open the box?
I wanted to, but he said no, the box is still in its plastic wrap from the store. If it's opened, other people won't believe it's new.
So he had the boxes wrapped in plastic?
Yes, it was the kind of perfect plastic wrap that comes with new products. Look, it even had a barcode price sticker on it. It looked brand new. Oh my God, I've been cheated.
What? What did you buy?
It's a fake product. I can't believe how stupid I was. Damn it.
What is it? Why did you buy a fake?
There was a guy on the sidewalk. He had three new boxes, Panasonic video camera boxes. He said he had to get rid of them quickly.
And?
So he said he'd sell me one for $20. A $400 camera for 20 bucks.
And it's a fake one?
Yes.
I can't believe how stupid you are. Why didn't you open the box?
I wanted to, but he said no, the box is still in its plastic wrap from the store. If it's opened, other people won't believe it's new.
So he had the boxes wrapped in plastic?
Yes, it was the kind of perfect plastic wrap that comes with new products. Look, it even had a barcode price sticker on it. It looked brand new.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Hello, and welcome to the Book Talk. Today I'm going to talk about a couple of books you can read during the holidays. I have three suggestions for you this week. First, if you enjoy reading science fiction, there's an exciting new book by Alan Cooper called Shallow Earth. It takes place in the future when the Earth has almost been destroyed. The main characters are a group of soldiers who are fighting to save the Earth from total disaster. If you're in the mood for something romantic, there's Give Me Shelter by Kathleen Wong. It's a historical novel set in China and tells a story of two teenagers growing up in Shanghai in the 1930s. They decided to run away together after their families tried to stop them from seeing each other. Finally, there's Jump for the Stars, a biography of one of Houston Rockets' most popular players, Tracy McGrady. Find out how he started his NBA career, who had the greatest effect on his life, and how he's made his fortune by doing what he loves. That's all for Book Talk this week. See you next week, and keep reading. Hello, and welcome to the Book Talk. Today I'm going to talk about a couple of books you can read during the holidays. I have three suggestions for you this week. First, if you enjoy reading science fiction, there's an exciting new book by Alan Cooper called Shallow Earth. It takes place in the future when the Earth has almost been destroyed. The main characters are a group of soldiers who are fighting to save the Earth from total disaster. If you're in the mood for something romantic, there's Give Me Shelter by Kathleen Wong. It's a historical novel set in China and tells a story of two teenagers growing up in Shanghai in the 1930s. They decided to run away together after their families tried to stop them from seeing each other. Finally, there's Jump for the Stars, a biography of one of Houston Rockets' most popular players, Tracy McGrady. Find out how he started his NBA career, who had the greatest effect on his life, and how he's made his fortune by doing what he loves. That's all for Book Talk this week. See you next week, and keep reading.